Honey Bear isn't sure she's ready for school, but after a fun first day, she can't wait to go back. Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I am your host, Phil Gonzalez. And you miss me? Did 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 you miss me? Please say you miss me. Say you miss me. Say you miss me. Say you miss me. Say you missed me. Say it out loud right now. If you're listening or watching this, just say it out loud. Say, I missed you, Phil. Say, I missed you, Phil. If you're in your car, say, I missed you, Phil. If you're with your family, say, I missed you, Phil. If you're listening to this as you fell asleep, say, I missed you, Phil. Thinking about you always. So what happened was last time I did an episode, which was a few months ago now, I made a promise. I was like, I'm going to come back next week. I say that almost every week. I said, I'm going to come back next week and we're going to do another episode of the Berenstain Bears. And then the week came and went, and I was like, I didn't really miss it. 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 I was like, I don't feel like doing the show. I don't feel like doing the show. I don't feel like doing the show. Like, not forever, but I was like, I'll do an episode again when I feel like doing the show. And then I didn't, and then I didn't, and then I didn't. And then I got busy, and then I got busy, and I got busy, and family stuff happened, and the world stuff happened, and then it got hot here. It got, like, hot here, and I was like, well, I don't feel like doing the show. And then this book came in. This book came in. There's a new Berenstain Bears book. And all of a sudden I was like, hey, I feel like doing the show. I feel like doing the show. I feel like talking about the Berenstain Bears again. I feel like talking about the Berenstain Bears again, even though it is a book that is telling a story that we have kind of already talked about before. That is right. This week's book is the Baby Berenstain Bears School Time. It's about the first day of school, which is fitting because this week is the last week of school. Yesterday was the last day of school in Minneapolis. So it's like fitting. It's like resonant. It's like poetry. It rhymes that like we're talking about the first day of school on the last day of school. It's also fitting that we're talking about the first day of kindergarten, which if you flash back to the beginning of this show, the first like few months of this show, definitely the first year of this show, we talked about going to school on the first day, the first time you ever go to school. We have talked in Gifts of the Spirit about Honey Bear growing up. We have talked about pacifier time going away, nap time being something you don't really feel like anymore, potty time being the place where you put your butt because Honey Bear knows how to poop in a potty. But now we're talking about Honey Bear starting a public education, starting mandated public education. I have to yawn. I haven't talked this much in a long time. Oh, I've been getting ready for a Fringe show. Been getting ready for a Fringe show as well. That's another thing that's been on my plate. Being ready for a Fringe show. I just said I haven't talked this long in this time, but whenever I rehearse my Fringe show, I do talk for this long. But I haven't talked this enthusiastically in a long time about the Berenstain Bears. That's right. This week's book is the Baby Berenstain Bears School Time. I already said that. But it's weird because we've now been through the beginning of school with Sister Bear. And now only, what, 50 years later, it's Honey Bear's first day of school. It's Honey Bear's first day of school. Will she have the same problems as Sister Bear? How has starting kindergarten changed since Sister Bear's day, since the late 70s? Let's go inside and find out. All right, so we have a nice little setup here. We understand that we're right off the bat. We see Honey Bear and her two pets, her cat and her dog. And she's nervous because school's about to start. First day of school in Bear Country. It's almost the first day of school in Bear Country. But Honey Bear, never been to school. She's a little bit nervous. She doesn't know what to do. But you know what, Honey Bear? I got news for you. Your brother and your sister, they're perfectly fine. They're perfectly fine with it. So we see this shot of Honey Bear looking nervous and brother and sister Bear loading up their backpacks with books, a couple of huge books for brother. He has a blue book and a red book, and they're probably about 700 pages long each. We see a pencil on the floor. Sister's cramming some folders into her backpack. But I really want to know what are those books brother had? Like, what is he packing? The first day of school hasn't arrived yet. So brother couldn't possibly, unless, okay, here's another idea, a thought. I'm blue sky in here. I'm throwing out some ideas. Don't know what Bear Country school year is. It's like never seen a calendar of the Bear Country school year. So could it be, it says it's almost the first day of school in Bear Country. Brother and sister are already, could it be that brother and sister's school starts before the kindergarten. I know that the first day of school and the first day of kindergarten aren't always the same day. Now, usually kindergarten starts first so that the little kids aren't like overwhelmed by all these other kids. But maybe in Bear Country, the older kids start earlier. So brother has already gotten school books. So sister already has home. I don't know. It says it hasn't started yet, but who knows? Maybe Mike didn't think this through. Maybe brother's just bringing some of his favorite books to the first day of school so that he's not bored, I guess. Maybe he wants something to read. I can't imagine why he needs to bring 2 700-page books to school. Maybe education in Bear Country has gotten way more intense than it was in the past. So, a lot of this book is very similar to The Berenstain Bears Go to School. It's about the bear family preparing the youngest member of the family for the first day of school, except what Mike has done, A, he's put it in board book format, and B, it's more about the family helping out than just Mama and Papa, or specifically than just Mama, because Papa didn't have much to do with Berenstain Bears Go to School, and neither did Brother. He was kind of hands-off at that point. But so she's clearly going to have the same teacher as Sister. Brother's been through this. I mean, he's been through school in general. So, you know, this is nothing big for him. But Honey is nervous. Now, I do want to say that Brother and Sister are doing a lot to help prep Honey for the first day of kindergarten. It seems that what Mama and Papa are doing is filling her up with calories. They're carbo-loading their daughter. So we have Brother and Sister, like, passionately explaining what school is going to be like. Meanwhile, Papa is like, here, eat an entire bowl of mashed potatoes and a formerly living fish. We've prepared fish, parsnips, full corn on the cob ears. We have a tureen full of something, an entire bowl of mashed potatoes, and just a huge barrel of apples for you. So it's like, we don't know how to emotionally prepare you for this upcoming event, but please feel free to eat until you are full to bursting. But they do walk her to school on the first day. So no bus first day of school. We know that. We know that in Bear Country, culture says that you take your child to school on the first day. You spend quality time with them at school. Maybe you hang out with them a little bit. It says the next morning, Mama and Papa take Honey to school. That's awesome. So again, in Berenstain Bears Go to School, this was purely a Mama-centered book. Now we see Mama and Papa going with Honey to school. Interestingly, when Sister Bear started school, the thing that Mama did was take Sister Bear to meet her teacher in the week leading up to school, like the first day of school, which was something that was, I assume, offered to children at the time. However, now it seems it's more up to the families to prep the child and get their nerves in order and then sort of accompany the child to school on the first day, as opposed to it being a pre-first day thing. We are now, culturally, things have changed. Now, could this be because the teachers don't have the time during the summer anymore? Could it be that they have far more of a workload than they're prepared? They can't have kids traipsing in and out, no time for meetings. Could it be that there is a larger student body this year? So there's just not time to address the needs of each and every student. These are all good questions, and they are questions that we are not going to find the answers for, because that's not what this book is about. This is not the baby Berenstain Bears. What's going on in the lives of my teacher before the first day of school? No, this is the baby Berenstain Bears school time. It's also the most bear family oriented baby Berenstain Bears book we've had so far. Remember, this is a book series that is aimed at much younger readers. However, I'm seeing far more words per page and far more plot in this book. It's at least as much plot as in Berenstain Bears Go to School. So, a book, I must remind everyone, that was read to my class early in kindergarten, my teacher read the class, The Berenstain Bears Go to School, a book, again, about not being nervous for your first day of school, which is a little pointless once you've gone to your first day of kindergarten. It's basically a book where the teacher's like, don't be nervous about coming to school. And it's like, lady, Miss Lukenhoff, we've been coming to school now for a solid week at least. So don't know what the point of that was. Could have read Go to the Dentist. Could have read Visit the Doctor. Could have read Week of Grandma. Couldn't have read Week of Grandma. It wasn't published yet. But we could have done a lot of things. Weirdly enough, read Berenstain Bears Go to School, a book, again, which my teacher referred to as go to school. She left the Berenstain Bears off because she did not read the branding, even though that is clearly part of the title. The book is not titled Go to School. However, you can just call this book School Time. That makes sense. So, Mama and Papa tell Honey Bear, we're going to stick around until it's time to go. Now, when it was my first day of kindergarten, my mom did not go into the school. My sister, 3 years older than I was, she's in third grade. My sister walked me to kindergarten. I remember this. So the way it was set up at our school was there was like a main hallway for that like section of school. It was a big elementary school to me, to an elementary school child. It was big. So you would walk down the hallway and there'd be these like openings to the left and right. But this in this case, it was to the left. You would go into the opening and there would be four classrooms. And these were sort of open floor plan classrooms. They were divided by dividers. The sort of like you pull the divider, like the divider walls. They weren't full walls. They were like heavy, like stiff curtains that got pulled between classrooms. And so there were you'd turn into the classroom alcove. There would be two classes on your left and two classes on your right. There were no doors or anything. It was just open. If you walked down that hallway, you could just sort of see what was happening in classrooms. But the teacher's desks were typically positioned right there. So you had to pass the teacher's desk in order to get to the classroom. And there were conveniently located bathrooms right there. I'm telling you all this because my sister walked me down the hall, sort of pointed at the area where the kindergartens were. And she's like, yeah, you go in there. Which seems a little heartless. Again, she was in third grade, eager to get to her classroom and talk with her friends. But also, I kind of was happy she did that because then I had to make the rest of the walk alone. And I had to find my teacher, not myself, but there was a woman sort of standing at the head of the classes, the kindergarten classes. And I remember walking up to her and I remember saying, are you my teacher? She wasn't. She was like an assistant principal. But she said, no. What's your name? And I said, my name is Philip Gonzalez. And she's like, okay, you're in Miss Lukenhoff's class. Maybe I said, I'm in Miss Lukenhoff's class. I may have already known that. And then she pointed out the classroom. But that was like a little step of independence. Years later, like as the years went on, it became more common for parents to accompany their kids to the first day of school. And I remember my mom being like, well, we didn't do that. We didn't do that because we believe the kids should start forming their independence that first day of school. It was like this weird cultural change. You also didn't go with your kid to the bus stop. Like I never saw a parent at a bus stop. Yeah, that your child could be 4 months old and it would be like, have a good day. And you'd kick him out of the house and make them walk to the bus stop themselves. But the Berenstain Bear parents, the Bear parents are like, we're going to stick around here until they kick us out. So the teacher's like, hey, how's it going? Here's an interesting thing. So the teacher shakes Honey's hand. There's an easel set up with a couple of scribbles on it. I don't know if that's like the teacher's way of saying welcome. I don't know. But the other cubs in the class are already doing stuff. Like they're already doing things. Like they're sitting, there's two cubs playing with blocks. There's two cubs drawing pictures. There's like a big carton of musical instruments. I'm very confused as to why there are two cubs already, like why there are all the other kids in the class are already busy. Did Honey get there late? I don't understand. Like she's like, oh, we thought school started at 8. We thought school started at 9. It started at 8. Like, I don't know what's happening here, but the cubs wave to Honey. Everyone's happy. Honey's thrilled. Mama and Papa shake her hand. It's really strange. They says she hugs Mama and Papa goodbye. But the images of Papa patting her on the back. And Mama, like, grasping her paw in two hands and, like, giving her a hearty handshake. Like, good luck. We're all counting on you. Good luck. Have a good day. Have a good first day at school. It says, do some solid work. We look forward to hearing about your experience. And, like, sending her on her way. She hugs Mama. There's not a hug here. There's not a hug in this picture. And you know what? Glad to see it. This photo, this image right here, this drawing that Mike Berenstain did of Mama and Papa formally bidding adieu to their 5-year-old, be a good back tattoo. Good back tattoo. If you're looking for a shake-up, if you're looking to shake things up, get a good back tattoo. So, time for school to begin. Honey puts her backpack into her cubby next to the cubby of a cub named Cubby. So, I don't know. Is this Cubby Cupboardson, I think, is maybe his full name? I can't remember. We've met some of these kids already, but I think Cubby Cupperson. But also, next to the cubby of a student named Susie, which I'm like, we have a Susie. Susie's sister's age. So, there must be another Susie involved in school. Or is this another continuity? Is Susie now Honey's age? So, the teacher, we never hear the teacher's name either. We never learn the teacher's name, just the teacher. Honey gets they sit on the rug for music time. We see a cub who looks like Brother wearing a collared shirt playing a recorder. We see a cub blowing a trumpet. We see a cub playing snare drums. And we see Honey on the triangle. Bring-a-ding-a-ding. Everything looks great. Don't know why the teacher has a baton. These kids are clearly not on rhythm. But all the musical notes Mike has drawn are solid musical notes. They are not jaggedy musical notes, which is cartoon world way of saying this music stinks. So the Honey races cars and trucks with the other cubs. Zoom. And they have one of those like rugs that have streets and like landscaping on it. Very good. We love to see that, Mike. That's a thing that exists. We see a cub wearing a green bow in her hair. We see a cub wearing like a striped shirt and another cub wearing overalls. A cub wearing basically Papa's outfit, but with a ruffed collar, which is very funny. I like to think that other cubs look around bear country, and since their like style choices are so limited, they look to other bears for how to dress. And this little girl probably saw Papa, and she was like, that man gets me. That man gets me on a fashionable level. So at this point, by this time, she has made some friends. She has a nap. She has a snack. We didn't nap in kindergarten. Kindergarten for us was a half-day class. So it only was, I was in morning kindergarten. So there was no need for naps. I don't know if that was a budget thing or like a student brain thing or like what, but clearly I didn't need full day kindergarten because I turned out okay. I have a Berenstain Bears podcast that I've been doing for a good long time now. It's time for arts and crafts. Honey paints a picture of her dog, which she does. Looks like the other cub is drawing a sun, and another cub who looks a lot like Susie but isn't is drawing a dinosaur. So she goes home. Her mama and papa come to pick her up. She had a lot of fun. Day flies by. Mama and papa come home, and that evening, Honey shows her special painting to her family. They're all so proud. We see brother. We see sister. We see mama and papa with their arms around each other's shoulders. Honey is proudly showing off her paintings, which are now on the refrigerator. We see dog, we see cat, we see painting of dog and cat, we see painting of tree, painting of butterfly, painting of bird. Honey loves school. She can't wait to go back tomorrow. Now I have a question. So the cat and the tree, the butterfly and the bird were already on the refrigerator, which means that she just painted the dog. So she did just paint the dog. I will say, however, that if those are relatively recent paintings, she's already better than her brother and sister. Like, she's already at least as good as her brother and sister at painting. That's it. That's the Berenstain Bears. School time from 2026. Berenstain Bears school time from 2026. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. I have my copy of the book right here. It was such a surprise. I'm going to turn off. Okay. I have my copy of the book right here. It's again, only available as all the other Berenstain Bears books are. It's only available in hardback. You can't buy this book digitally. So if you want a copy of it, you got to pick up a copy. I ordered my copy through the bookstore at which I work, the Irreverent Bookworm in Minneapolis. I'm just doing a little plug for them. If you want a copy of it, they do mail order. Wouldn't it be weird if they got a bunch of orders for this book from random people all over the United States? Wouldn't that be weird? Wouldn't it be weird if the Irreverent Bookworm, if that happened, it would be weird, but it would be hilarious. And it would give me something to talk about with my coworkers at work. Do it. Absolutely do it. You don't have to do it. But it would be funny if you did it. Wow, it's oh boy. I can't believe I did an episode of my show. It's been too long. I'm not going to promise to be back next week because who knows? I could not feel like it. I could feel like it. Who knows? It's all up to me. I am a boy with my own life and I don't have to do what anybody tells me. Next time you see me, though, I may be wearing different glasses. Also, I'm going to be performing at the Elgin Fringe Festival this year. It's the end of September. Just visit elginfringefestivalwhatever.org or com or I don't know what it is. Look up the Elgin Fringe Festival and come see me perform. It's not going to be about the Berenstain Bears. It is going to be about E.T. the Extraterrestrial. That's right. I'm doing a show. E.T. the Extraterrestrial is going to sort of form the backbone of the show. But because it's me, it's going to be improvised each night. And because it's me, it's going to be very meaningful and very deep. And it's going to make a lot of wonderful points. So if you get to Elgin at the end of September, you can come see me in a show. Come watch me. Buy a ticket. All the money comes to me. Otherwise, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Check out Berenstain Baby, Berenstain Bears School Time. Let's make Mike's life happy by supporting his work. And I'll see you all next time, deep in Berenstain.